Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Got his morning show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3 The best damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Oh, yes, sir. And we don't have Paige here today to be the
I'm sorry, I don't feel good.
I don't leave the house when there's wintry mixes.
I don't go anywhere.
I had a feeling yesterday that I didn't come in. She's got, you know.
She's got mouth issues, right?
Well, I just know the boss said she won't be back till Friday, so that means that's a doctor's visit. That's that 48-hour thing, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Look.
I think she's got the George Norrie disease or whatever it is.
Well, she's stealing money.
Nora. Nori.
Look, when you want to, like...
Nora.
At that point, just take the week, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Take that last day.
Yeah. I'd have that rather than chancing of whatever you got bringing it back.
I mean, I want to be sure. You know, you're 100%. You're 100, as the kids say.
Keep it that way, 100. The best damn audio. So you texting in at 1-800-774-0093, you will be the one who says, which clip is the best? The best damn.
Yeah, tell us. I'll kick it off if that's cool.
Sure.
So, the Dallas Cowboys always in turmoil.
America's team.
They go through more coaches than they should. That's the situation they're in right now.
Chicago got a new one, too.
Yeah, they got Ben Johnson.
Yeah, from Asheville.
Old B. Joe. AC Reynolds High School, which I found out had a lot of famous alumni, like Luke Combs and Chase Rice and others.
Luke Combs played football?
Yeah.
Huh.
High school, at least.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Jones, he was a little upset at his press conference. And, well, he didn't hold back when it came to Mike McCarthy.
Who? I fired Mike McCarthy because he looks like a pork chop. And I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu. I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind. Maybe he's sitting right in front of you, half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way, and my way is terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough, he said the kitty, but the milk kept coming.
That takes something, man. I got a buddy of mine with that. And he said, oh, my God, did Jerry really say that?
What, a pocket full of dinger pills?
No, that whole thing was not real, believe it or not.
I do believe that was not real.
That was a deep fake, which there are a lot of those going around at different sports press conferences. And they match the voice up so, like, eerily in the mouth. Just
wish Netflix would do that with their foreign films.
Learn how to match it up.
Wow. God, see, that's going to be the problem of the future. It's already the problem of just the deep fakes. Like, you know, it started with catfishers, and then it went to, you know, the elderly, and now it's just everybody.
Not Catfish Hunter, just regular catfishers.
Right. Jim Hunter's dead.
Yeah, rest in peace. I think Neve.
I think he's from North Carolina.
It's your fault, Neve.
That's astonishing.
Just be aware it's not real. Jerry Jones wouldn't say that publicly.
Okay.
About his coach.
I was not aware this happened. This is the second time this morning I've mentioned the great city of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Shout out.
Of course, we're on up there. What's up to all Chattanoogans?
What's up, Rambin?
There was a an awful crash. I was not aware of this until P1 Kelly sent this piece of audio to me. I guess she's from the Chattanooga area. This is from, and imagine you're going to work and you see a plane crashed on the side of the road. This happened on December 12th last year, so just barely over over a month ago. Here is a young lady by the name of Valentina Wilbanks who caught some just moments after this crash. Here's what she saw.
Her airplane done landed right here on Shalafa Road, y'all. Oh my gosh. An airplane, y'all. An airplane. Helicopter. What kind of airplane is that?
That's a private plane.
Oh, private.
Oh, hello, big boss.
Hopefully, there wasn't nobody on it. We're going to pray. I mean, the driver, but.
The driver.
Somebody on there. Look, keep running. They found somebody. Oh.
She's talking about an aeroplane.
Like, I ain't laughing at the accident, obviously.
No.
But when the guy says,
that's a private airplane.
Hi, this is Barry White. My balls weigh 15 pounds. Peace.
If you got big nuts like me, you know how it is.
Also, minor injuries. Not of that God. Of coal miners, but of young people. No, small injuries. No one was killed in that. But
what was it again?
Aeroplane.
Aeroplane, the driver.
It's a private plane. Hi, this is Don Cornelius. Welcome to Soul Train.
A soul plane.
Don't believe everything you read about me, baby.
Aeroplane.
Yeah.
I've never went to the Playboy Mansion. I was never at the Playboy Mansion or a Diddy party. God. I hate baby oil.
I hate baby oil. Man, we talk about Xavier Leggett probably being our favorite athlete of the moment right now.
I love him.
If you're not familiar with who he is, he's the Carolina Panthers' first-round draft pick last draft. He's from the University of South Carolina.
The Spurs up.
And if you've never heard him talk before, we might have to help you here. But here's a video that went viral of, well, he likes to hunt. He's a country boy. Here he is killing a squirrel. And in the video, he's holding the squirrel up. But we might have to translate for you.
Hey, I think they think we really be faking when we say we do this. We done bust the squirrel out of the tree and open them up. Know what I'm talking about? Take the clothes off. That's step one. I'm going to show y'all the rest of what it is.
It's taking the clothes off.
Busted the squirrel. I'd be killed. I don't think he's from Louisiana or anywhere. Actually, I don't
he's
know where
California.
He's from.
California.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. We have to verify that.
But, I am pretty sure he's from California, but moved here younger on.
God, he's got to be raised somewhere in the South, right? Just the way. I remember he was on a podcast with Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he was talking about eating raccoon, and they couldn't believe he'd eat raccoon. So Amon-Ra asked him, how'd you get the raccoon? He said, I hunt him. Like, I killed him myself.
Yeah, what am I thinking? Yeah, he was born in Mullins, South Carolina.
What?
Lower part of the...
I know where that is.
Mullins?
Well, like, I'm sure Mullins had a KFC, and guess what? That's where Xavier worked his first job.
Oh, no way.
So here he is talking about what he did at KFC.
So I worked at KFC probably a week and a half for real. Them boy had me cooking the gyros and the chicken liver. Oh, they had me cooking the chicken and all that. The little tumbles.
Oh, Tando.
The gizzards and the livers.
Oh, man. I love him.
God, he's great, man.
He's so. I don't know why in the hell I thought California.
Like, we loved Clowney when he first came on the scene because he sounded like a big bear. And now he's like, you can understand him clearly. Xavier's is great.
I love that. That's so good.
Freaking A, man. Let me take another little.
Good Lord.
I know, man. I'm just like domineering the spots here. You can have the last two if you want.
Okay.
This is what you don't do when you talk about the moon landing. Especially with somebody who, you know, lived during that time. They're going to argue it with you.
Yeah, that's patriotism, man.
This is a dad arguing with his son over the moon landing, but he might bring up some good points and a funny one at the end. I don't know who to believe, to be honest with you.
Show you how the f-ing moon landing was f-ing bullshit. Was everyone telling you I was f-ing wrong?
You showed me.
Yeah, so f-ing explain to me. Here you go. The guy's getting off the rocket ship. Who the f-ing is filming him? Who's filming him?
A guy.
How'd the f-ing guy get up there if this is the first guy that's supposed to be on the f-ing moon? A different rocket ship?
I don't know.
So they sent the rocket up there. He got off and he's like, all right, come on up now. I'm ready to f-ing film? What are you f-ing serious?
The same rocket ship?
He's supposed to be the first guy on the moon. It's bullshit. The car. How the f did the car fit in that rocket ship? Look, how did that car fit in the rocket ship? Then the guy's floating around with a big f-ing cord to his stomach, and they're telling you that's his f-ing, oh, life support. What's he give? Was it f-ing feeding him through the f-ing tube like a baby?
How did the car fit in the rocket ship?
I mean, these very valid points that we've all asked. We've all asked.
God, the fact that somebody brought up how does a video camera work on the moon, that's a great point, too.
So especially when going through the radiation belts. How does the... And the car, I'd never really thought about that, the little moon rover. Like, how did they...
It's a big car.
What they landed in, they would have had to put the car together.
And those craters are massive, right? This is what they say, what I'm going by. Never been.
Never been to the moon.
No. And we're going to go to Mars, evidently. At least once.
We're going to put those stars and stripes on Mars.
We're going to plant a flag. I've seen the movie. There's a jack in the box on Mars. Your face turns red. You can't breathe Mars air.
When he said that, Elon's eyes just went crazier than they usually are.
I bet he was Nazi saluting left and right when he heard it.
Yeah. Mary and Deb live in a small town in Maine with their children. Mary and Deb live in a small town in Maine with their children, where they hunt for pieces of nature in the local woods to make novelty art pieces called turdy works. Listen to this news broadcast.
Now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1, 32, 33, 30.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now, over here, we make fecal people. And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs, see, because there's no two turds that are ever alike. Have you ever seen a turd, the two turds alike? No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. I get $5 a turd for these things, so I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I ship everywhere.
Oh, God. That's sick, man. Fecal people?
Fecal people. And she gets $5 a piece for them.
For the toads.
So if you're interested in some of those and you don't believe that was real, you can go to mooseturds.com and make a purchase.
I got to see what they look like. Especially the ones with big boobs you said they can make.
Big boobs and butts and guts.
Oh.
Also, up north they spell turds with an I. I thought it was with a U. I think that's why I was having a hard time finding it, because I was looking for moose turds with a U.
It's definitely with a U. They don't know how to spell.
That's tardy.
You ever go back to school?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Many of these sent in by P1s anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
Oh, and the stupid.
Facebook fussing. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Beth, this fat boy. playing the role of A.J. Simpson is Paige. Playing the role of, is it Donacy or Donussy?
Donussy.
Donussy. Donussy.
Donussy.
Like donuts?
It's like donut, but you take the T off and you replace it with the SSY.
Yeah, Google image search it if you don't believe me.
Donussy. I would not do that if you're at work. It's Fat Boy. And playing the role of Big Clint in all caps is Matt Man.
Oh, you Big Clint.
And
action.
Oh, boys, your girl is single. So question is, who's going to be my little stupid Cupid and take me out for Valentine's Day?
Question. Bro, you still drunk? WTF, Valentine's Day?
Shut up. This keyboard sucks. Whatever. Actually, I think there's a piece of popcorn chicken in here between the B and the V's.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. That's going to help you get a date. Not.
Well, if we're making our cases, I'd like to point out that I'm the only one who actually made a reservation at a fancy restaurant 2 months ago, so clearly I planned ahead.
That's cute, real cute. But Beth needs excitement, not just a pre-planned dinner. She needs adventure. Spontaneity.
Oh, really, AJ Simpson? What's your grand plan?
Let me get back to you.
Translation? Nothing! That's his damn plan!
Exactly. Well, that's no fun. You boys need help.
You know what? You're all pathetic. Let's be honest here. Y'all don't need fancy restaurants or someone trying to impress you with grand gestures. You need someone who can just maybe hang out, be real, and not turn Valentine's Day into some kind of ridiculous competition. And also, somebody who can throw that damn hammer. Ah, yeah, that's definitely me. Huh.
Oh, please. Last time your ass got some ass, the internet still made dial-up sound.
That's actually true.
Hey, I'm selective. Unlike you clowns who are practically on here begging for that bang.
Okay, boys. Let me get this straight. AJ thinks I need adventure. Big Clint thinks planning is the way to my heart. And, well, nobody thinks I need to get laid? LOL.
Nailed it.
Pretty much.
I'd say that pretty much sums it up.
And not one of you thought just to ask me what I actually want?
All right, so what the hell do you want?
Why the hell do you get to ask? You ain't spearheading this whole thing.
I know what the hell she wants. She wants to get drilled like a piece of sheetrock. She wants her shoes hung on her headboard with her feet still in them. You know what I'm getting at.
Well, not exactly, but hey, that don't sound half bad.
So, again, I say, what the hell do you want?
I want a quiet night, a good book, and no one fighting over me. So, happy Valentine's Day, boys.
Don't necessarily post a comment after 2 hours of inactivity from Beth. So what's up? Is that it? You just ain't gonna talk to us anymore?
Wow. What a way to be a bitch.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying.
I just wasn't expecting that.
Y'all, you do know she has a boyfriend, right?
Well, I don't see him in here threatening to beat our asses real good, so who the hell knows?
Yeah, I guess she's got a boyfriend, but hell, she cheats on him more than a dumb F on a math test.
Well, I'm a trainer, and I can say, judging by the looks of her, the only thing she cheats on is her damn diet.
Oh, insane.
Big Clint bringing it.
Here we go. Scene two. Playing the role of shy T Lips. Like Shy Smith, who used to play for the Gamecocks, is Matt Mann. Playing the role of the narrator, the incomparable Paige. Playing the role of Rhonda Acuna Jr. is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Aaron Juggs is Paige. And playing the role of Mike Rabzargon. Mike Rabzargon is also Matt Mann. And action!
Shy T Lips, post a picture of Hillary Clinton dressed as a witch with the following caption.
Now, have any of you other ladies over there had a hex put on you? Reason I say is because my daughter daddy, oh Lord, I have been on and off for a while now. Anyway, apparently for the last 11 years, he's also had a sugar mama. Who is a certified witch, I have to add, and also, I don't know, has been putting spells on us and everything. She's even sacrificed aminals.
Oh, I would get out of there, Shiteen Lips. Bitch sounds cray-cray in the membrane. Hashtag insane in the brain.
She's gone now. Just don't know how long, though, you know, how to fight back to.
I don't believe it. I don't believe in that crap. It's all in your head. Shy Lips, post ghost and skull emojis.
Well, Aaron Juggs, I've lost a job. I had my bird finger taken off my right hand. Not a medical reason or anything like that. No, the tulip ring was a little too tight. Doctor didn't tell me. I lost a finger. Weeks later, my favorite aunt died. That's right, aunt living good. She's going to be with Jesus. Oh, maybe the devil ain't living good. And then, of course, she died, and then so did... Oh, Lord, I don't even know how to say this. So did Bob Uecker. What a coincidence. Hell no. Hell no. I think not.
First, sorry about your loss or losses. Also, who is Bob Uecker?
Who is Bob Uecker? Listen to this MF up here. Bob Uecker. He played ball, okay? He was an actor. He was the daddy on Mr. Belvedere.
Oh. You mean Bob Uecker.
Oh, okay. Bob Uecker. Oh, God. Won't you kiss my ass, Aaron Juggs? Acting like you the LAPD of grammar.
Hey, I didn't mean it bad. Again, sorry for your losses. But what does the actor Bob Uecker have to do with you, Shy T Lips?
Well, he was only my favorite damned actor of all time. Like I said, he was marvelous as the daddy on Mr. Belvedere. Let's see, he was in that baseball movie Wild Thing where he's always going just a little bit outside. I love that. He was cute. A true friend would know that, tags Rhonda. Ronald knew that, didn't you, girl? Yeah, just a little bit outside.
I want you to quit calling me Ronald.
Oh, sorry. Rhonda Acuna Jr. Eye roll emoji.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I knew this because we BBW BFF since day one-ish. And your number two actor used to be Tom Skerritt.
That's right. That's right. Forever till I go back in this earth.
Sharky Lips. Don't let this witch lady get inside your head. It's like when your parents keep telling you what screwed you up, you are, and then you screw up. Suggestions: ignore her and don't let it hold free rein in your head.
Well, Aaron Juggs, I just found out that this was happening today. Smart peach emoji.
Well, I say again, don't mess with this. I believe we are surrounded by spirits and forces. And I'm dead serious, guys. I still believe in Santa Claus somewhat. I'm 47 somewhat.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mike Rabzergon. Shy T Lips. She's not a witch. She's, she just wanted you to think that. And I told you that, you know, I sent her packing. And, well, now she's mad.
See, Shy, it's crap. Just a head game.
Right, right, right. We had a bad run of luck or whatever, you know. Not everything's going to go smoothly all the time. And that doesn't mean that someone or some energy's directing that.
7 minutes go by with no response.
Hey, Shy T Lips, you aight?
You know, maybe she's ignoring you. Mike Rabs are gone. And paying attention to the spirits. Don't go into the light, Caroline.
Ba, 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 ba.
That one didn't work.
I was trying.
Shy T Lips, please tell Ronald to stop it. Shy T Lips.
You know, next MF will call me Ronald. My name is Rhonda. Rhonda Acuna Jr.
Hey, guys, it's me. Mike Rabzergon again. We need to maybe send a wellness check, maybe.
Oh, my freaking Lord. My power done blink. My screen froze up and wouldn't move. I told you I needed help. Somebody door dashed me some sage to burn up in this mavo.
Insane.
Oh, my God.
My power blinked.
My power blinked. My screen froze and wouldn't move. I told you I needed some help. Someone door dashed me some sage to burn up in this mafa. Like Phil of Clemson Tigers. We're not all trained actors like Paige.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
who does... No one in Hollywood can do a hung man like her.
She can't.
Verbally,
they can't.
I mean. And I don't mean like that. I mean like... sound like one.
I was waiting for the Shy T lips if it was going to run together.
I was watching. I was like oh Paige, remember, it's S-H-I. First name is Shy. Middle name starts with T and last name lips with two P's.
Last name lips.
No relations to Mike Rabs are gone.
Oh, boy.
And I'll tell you this.
Oh, God.
What you just heard was real.
Ish.
We had some liberties with some of it. Definitely changed the names. We always do that to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the Ulafala. Or the stupid.
Nice little necklaces.
Thank you.
Pepper necklace.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fuss In.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Hey, that's me. I'm freaking Mattman. And you could be, too. Hit me up on Tinder.
You better come with it.
Men that hear this may think I'm talking about the Hammerstein Ballroom, known to wrestling fans, but I'm not.
Oh.
I'm talking about Hammerstein's Victoria Theater. In New York City.
Oh.
Had some of the biggest acts in America perform there before being demolished in the year 1950. Some of the big acts, Shirley Temple, the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Harpo, Chico, Carl.
I see this place in my head now that you said Shirley Temple. Because I see like white curtains hanging down and her dancing in front of tables with people.
Big velvet curtains?
Or yeah.
Ooh.
Big, thick velvet ropes.
I like that. Keep talking.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dance there.
Wow.
One of Fatboy's favorites, Al Jolson, performed there.
His favorites.
But before those days, it was more for what we called vaudeville, which meant anything. Comedy, burlesque.
I like burlesque.
Magic.
I like the way Southerners say that word.
Magic.
Vaudeville.
Vaudeville. How do you say it? Vaudeville?
I say it that way. Vaudeville.
It's like mauled. Do you watch Mauled? That Mauled got mauled by a dog. Mauled got mauled by a dog.
That sounds painful.
Now my arm hurts.
Marm.
The bustling streets of New York City in 1907. Goodness. The lights of the Victoria Theater of Hammerstein was brighter than ever. Literally, there wasn't much to do, but people flocked to the doors, lured by the curious spectacle of the time. The posters outside, screaming the words, "Can you make Sober Sue laugh? If so, $1,000 prize." Now, $1,000 in the year 1907 would be approximately $30,000 today.
Jeez.
Talking about inflation. So $1,000 then, it's about $30,000 today. You go in there, there's this woman sitting on stage. Comedians would go up. Clowns would go up. People would do all kind of funny things with their body. Trying to get her to laugh. If you could get her to even crack a smile, you would get $1,000.
Dang it. That's good.
And it became an instant sensation for months on end. People would pay to go in.
to try to win that $1,000. Pay their two bits to go in. Tell Sober Sue the joke that they thought would make her laugh. And no one could do it.
No one ever did.
Audiences would go because it was the greatest comedy shows they had ever seen, because people were coming from all over. The place was sold out night after night.
Cool.
But why? Did Sober Sue not have any kind of sense of humor?
I mean, I would imagine famous people would try their hand at it too at some point.
You know, I did look up if there was any, but like, you know, who were the big comedians of those times? I mean, it was more radio stars than anything, you know. Sue, whose real name was Susan Kelly, had lived most of her life in pretty much obscurity. She was born to an Irish immigrant family in the 1880s, and she grew up in a place where pretty much every penny counted. It's also a time when if you were just shy or quiet, people would just, you know, she's just shy. She's just quiet. Little did they know that little Susan was born with facial paralysis.
Oh, what a work.
I love it. I was wondering why they call her Sober Sue. Was she a recovering alcoholic? But I don't. I just wanted to know. And maybe she
did not. That is interesting. Yeah, she did not drink. A lot of people said that if she drank, it would maybe make the smile come. But yes. In fact, this neurological.
Damn, neurological.
Say it.
Neurologist.
Neurological.
Yeah.
How do you say
neurological?
That? Nope.
Neurologist.
Neurological.
Neurological.
That's it.
Meteorology.
No.
Meteorologist.
Neurological.
I'm a weird man.
Toadstool. She was born without the ability to smile or even frown.
See, I was thinking maybe she was blind. Something was like, what was the work? This is messed up.
Her agent, who was a guy who had heard that, yes, they knew from the jump that she had this. Almost like a Bell's palsy, except she could not. She had issues with even eating and chewing.
Bless her heart.
But they took, and here's the thing. If you Google it, Sober Sue, beautiful, beautiful lady.
Aww.
Now, you won't see her smiling. Guess why? She guess can't.
So
she got paid the equivalent of about $50 a month to go sit. Now, you're probably sitting there and saying, well, all she had to do was sit there. And not crack a smile.
Oh, wow.
Was she like, I haven't.
Can't even raise her eyebrows, dude.
I'm not looking her up because I wonder if she's like in tune to where she can make noises, like make a laugh. Like you could hear it, but.
See, that's one thing I like your facial, but your laugh is, it comes from your diaphragm, right? Like the.
I don't have one.
Well, it's not just something for birth control. I meant the one that you have inside for...
Yeah, like in the stomach,
making
right?
Making the vibration of your voice.
They tell you, or they told us in chorus, that's where you start to sing from, right?
You're supposed to sing from your diaphragm.
From your diaphragm.
Yep.
But obviously there's no labor laws. You got to remember, this is the same time in America where 8-year-olds were working in factories. There was no disability rights, certainly.
Good old days.
And also... She had grew accustomed to it, apparently. She looked back and said, what else would I have done? I was a woman in 1907 who was making, again, in those times, $50 a month. I don't know what that would...
Gosh, can you imagine?
But she just had to sit there. But the ruse was that she could not smile. And it was all because she was born with facial paralysis.
My big question, we know what the ruse is. How many people knew it, and how did it not get out?
That's a good one.
Pre-internet, dude. So much stuff. Anything that it was like word of mouth was the internet.
The girl who never left.
So you think one? You think one person profited and pocketed all the money, and he was the only one that knew her condition?
His name, Oscar Hammerstein. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Yep. Yep, he was known to... Now, you got to realize, too, you start talking about this guy, you're going to start talking about, like, P.T. Barnum and stuff. But then again, Tom Thumb was, like, he got paid. I mean, you know, the little tiny... He
He wasn't even a midget, dude. I mean, he was like, you've seen pictures of him. Like, that's the thing in the future. People will
really
see that.
Really, how big was he?
Like, you'd hold him in your hand.
God.
I mean, he was like 2 foot tall, right? It's very,
smallest
very
person
small.
Ever.
But then, you know, you get to see the fattest woman or the fattest man. It's like, well, at least they had a job. I mean, you got sons of bitches walking around the earth these days that look like that and do that, and they just want the government to assist them.
I paid to see the world's smallest horse.
Go? I would too. I would.
Was it real though?
Here's the thing.
Because I saw, we paid to see a woman with a shrunken head. It was a
was
damn
she
doll.
Alive?
It was a doll.
First off,
my dad was pissed.
I paid for it. And I'm on the other side of the partition that my family can see the side of because they're on a ride that they could have seen what I had to pay to see for free. It was the world's smallest horse when it was born. When you pay your $5 and go in.
Was it just a...
It's a regular size horse.
A colt?
I don't know what like horse models are, but...
What do you mean it was a regular sized horse?
It was a... They say pay to see the world's smallest horse. I'm like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
It was a baby horse.
No. When it was born, it was the world's smallest horse.
It grew into
a normal effing horse, which is what sits back there.
Derp.
My family's like, why did you pay $5? We could see it was a horse on this side of the ride.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, I'm going to go see the spider lady. And that was just
she
a
really
picture.
Made of spiders?
It was just a picture of a spider with like a hologram lady face in it. I'm like, oh.
Oh, dude, was that at Ripley's?
It might have been, but this was at the fair years ago.
There was one at Ripley's at the beach where you paid to go in the museum, and then there was like a premium wing of it you could go to. And we went into, and I don't remember what it was, but it was a total hologram projection. And that was in late 80s, early 90s, so that had to be some high-tech crap. By the way, Tom Thumb was 3'4".
God.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.